Famous didn't have, so it was normal. But today there is a Shema Keva, so it's strange. This is how the Goetz went. All right. V'chinen shiso toyar, v'tzeroso gilopo, strange. In other words, you see, the rose like road is peculiar. It's peculiar, it's more circular. It's not like the other lobes. The other lobes are not circular. But the rose like lobe, I mean, I shouldn't think it's not exactly circular, it's egg-like shape, the rose-like lobe. So in other words, suppose it will be here, but it will have this sort. In other words, here in the center, it will have this sort, or this sort. So then it will also be there. It will also be there. Now, im nimtzu beis vodetz, v'yesh lehem sheresh echot, ki hu ve'etzba. Ki hu ve'etzba. In other words, that suppose the behemoth has two rose-like lobes, but they both have one common root, and the one common root is over a distance of the width of the etzba. In other words, they both come out from the same common root that has the size of Uve Yetzba. So then, Avo Pishi Yesh Bisedek, even though there is a cleft between the two, but since they emanate from one common root, that is, the common root has the size of Uve Yetzba, so then it's considered like one lobe. So Mele, it's not Reifo, it's Kshel. V'imechod hofuch, v'asheni in hofuch. In other words, suppose two lobes coming out from one sheresh. So one lobe is turned over, and the other lobe is turned over. It's not the normal. It doesn't have the normal shape. And the asheni, the second one, has the normal shape, ein hofuch, is not turned over. Hilchin achar ayesag deilo. And if the bigger one is not turned over, so that means that it really has the normal lobe, because the bigger one is not turned over. It has the natural appearance. But then there is another one. So in view of the fact that the other one comes out from the same sheresh, so it's not considered as an additional rose-like lobe, but it's considered as an extra portion. I mean that this rose-like lobe has an extra portion, and that extra portion is turned over. Now the Shach says, V'imechod ofuch, Sifid Veiz, Adu Somachle, D'yesh lem shir shechot kore, D'ilu bein lem shir shechot, P'shite da'afil shnei yemeinu mafuchim, is treife. Because then if they don't come out from one source, from one root, so then it's two lobes. Heilchin achayis agdeil. So in other words, and if the Yesak Deilo is natural, is normal, it's not turned over, so Mele, that means that we only have one lobe. But if the Yesak Deilo is turned over, so Mele, true, so we say that it's only one lobe. But since it's turned over, it doesn't have the natural shape, the natural appearance, so again it is straight, because it doesn't have the natural shape. Mashainke, if the bigger one
If the bigger one is not turned over, so it has a natural shape, so then we say the smaller one is bottled to the bigger one. It's not considered as an additional oil. Just an excess. It's just a bigger portion. Havode darko li is bikis. So, Dr. Bowden is marvelous at this discovery, because doctors didn't know until lately that the rose-like load is contained in a pouch, because it's not mentioned by any of the doctors in the medieval ages and even the modern times. This fact that the rose-like load is contained in a receptacle, in a pouch. So the Rambam says the source of it is the kolbe. Havode darko li is bikis. That normally the rose-like lobe is contained in a receptacle, in a pouch. V'im lo nimtzo lekuyis. Suppose we have the rose-like lobe. We have the rose-like lobe, but it's not contained in a pouch, in a receptacle. Oy sheyesh lo shnei kisim. Suppose it has two pouches, two receptacles. Oy sheyesh lo kis v'inachas b'seichel. So in other words, suppose it has a receptacle, but the normal thing is that it is usually, the rose-like lobe is usually stored in the receptacle, in the pouch. But suppose it has a receptacle, but it's out of the receptacle all the time. Even when you try to put it in, so it pushes out by itself. But even if it has a pouch but the rose-like lobe is not contained in the pouch, and even when you push it in, it every time you inflate the lung, so it comes out. So that means that it is that the tzure of the rose-like lobe is not a natural tzure. Because the natural tzura of a rose-like lobe is that it should always be contained in a receptacle, and so if it happens to be out of the receptacle, but you can push it in and it will not push out by itself every time you inflate the lung, so then it's not considered to be aberrational. It always pushes out of the receptacle. And even when you push it in, it pushes it out. So that means that it does not have the normal tzure, the natural tzure. And if it doesn't have the normal tzure, so it's trave. So all these dinim, so is only shayach. I mean this din, that if it has two rose-like lobes, so then it depends if they emanate from one sheresh, from one root, that is kiruv etzba, so then it's kosher. But if it emanates from two different roots, they emanate from two different roots, it's not kosher. That's only true according to the shite of Arav al-Beglunim, that he says that it's strave, if the minig is like the shite of Arav al-Beglunim. But according to the shita of the Gaonim, you see the Rambam You see, the Ramur here does not paskin lichumre under all circumstances. You see, the Ramur says, uvibdile seilu no agul hati, beinim nimtzu, beiz vodeis, oim chaseh, oi jeshim somikim. So, in other words, uvibdile seilu, it's in Poland, so the minig is to be matrif, like the shit of a rav al bagilini. So he says, v'ochenoik, ki yeish rabuse seilu, so it's not that he paskins completely like the Harav of the Dune. He says, since there is such a shite, even though most Rishani do not agree with the shite, because most Rishani agree with the shite again. But since there is such a shite, there's a shite of Harav al-Bagluni, so if in any place there is a minig like that, like Harav al-Bagluni, so we shouldn't be mishan. Masha'im came, if in a certain place the minig is like the shite again, then we don't have to be mach. That's why the Ramor says, "V'chol ilah din eino lo b'mikim mishenegin lahat v'mishlei kodes." Or in the word of Klal, "Avmikim shemachshirin kam kol ilah chelukim em kshev." Because most Rishonim don't agree with the shita of Rav al Bagluni. All right. V'im choser miktsas min avrode. Yes. Oh well, according to Rabbi to Rashi shita, so it all depends. If it is what according to Rabbi Ephraim, so also I mean, so whatever is mentioned in connection with the Yeser, whatever is mentioned in connection according to Rabbi Ephraim, so that Gemara has reference to a Yeser. So Mele, we couldn't say all these distinctions. We couldn't apply all these differences. Whether we couldn't say that it's only kosher if they emanate from one root, because according to Rabbi Ephraim, even if they emanate from two separate roots, it's still kosher because that's the Gemara.
But certain shilim according to Rabbi Ephraim would be closer to the prior dose. That's a shilim that's
well. If in other words, according to Rabbi Ephraim, if it will not exist there at all, if it doesn't exist there at all, so then it will be treif. Or if there is just one rose-like lobe, and that single rose-like lobe has a different shape, then according to Rabbi Ephraim, it will be awesome.
But you see. According to the Doni, any type of shingling.
What is that?
But according to the Doni,
any type of shingling. It will be kosher. Yeah, that's sure. All right. Im choser miktsas min avrode. Suppose there is. Now the Ramor says, "Bimdini seiru neyagim like a rav al bagluni." But suppose, so what is it? According to rav al bagluni, so today that it's nishtana ateva. So if the rose-like lobe doesn't appear in the behemo, doesn't exist in the behemo, it's trei. But suppose it does appear, but it's smaller than it usually is. It's smaller. I mean, it is that kind of size. Suppose it's half that size. It's half that size. Is it kshayr or not? So, im choser miktsas min avrode, yesh livdeik, beyunei soy beyumo mitzatzmei. Im nimtzo achticho chaseiro, yeshem rim dikosher. Ki kei nimtzo lipomim bigdoyim uetloyim. So there is a shite that if, let's say, the rose-like lobe exists, but it's much smaller, so then we have to be beidik the unis pitzatzmei or tzvor machenim sagilim. Im nimtzizach ticho chasei o yeshemrim di kosher ki eso. So in other words, let's say, suppose you have the rose-like lobe, but it's half of that rose-like lobe is missing here. But then that half that is missing You find it in this lobe. In this lobe. So it's also kosher. In other words, even though it's a loibim came, or so it's kosher. Kikain, why is it kosher? Kikain nimtzo lipomim bigdoyim uetloim. In other words, in certain gdoyim and loim, you find that the rose, that part of the rose-like lobe adjoins one of the other lobes. So mimeila, it's not considered as an aberration. V'cheyim asher im yesh lo teyar vrad b'sheira shelo k'u v'yetzba aval pi she'in lo teyar vrad b'reisho. So in other words, even if it doesn't have the shape of the rose, it's not rose-like on the top, but at the root, it's rose-like. Why is it called aninusi divode? Because it looks like a rose. I mean, this looks like a rose. So suppose on top, it doesn't look like a rose, but at the root, it looks like a rose. So then it's not considered aberrational in this shape. Oh, but when do we say that if at the root it looks like a rose, so it's kshay, or only if the shape of a rose is over the size of an etzma, uve etzma. So, aval pi she'in lo tei avrad bereisho, rak sheli tei afucho, except if it is completely turned over, it's inverted, then it's considered aberrational. Even though at certain portions it looks like a rose. V'roishin somikein, and also that it's located in the proper place. But suppose this rose-like lobe would appear over here, so then it will be treif. V'cholilu advorim yesh lehokei mi'achad rabbi machshirim v'cholim. So what does it mean? In other words, because all this is only true according to the sheet of Rav al-Baglunin. But according to the sheet of Zageni, so memele, neither choser nor yeser applies to the rose like lobe, so it doesn't make any difference. So memele, since neither choser nor yeser applies, so shinu atzure doesn't pass it either, doesn't matter it either. So he says, in other words, since Rabbi Machshirim Cholinyan Yesh Lehokel, so why is Yesh Lehokel? Because according to the Shin Sageni, it's Kshero Becholayim. It's in other words, so he explains why is he so making in the case, let's say, when it's choser, when part of the rose-like lobe is choser in its place, but it exists together with another lobe. Why is it so? Because there are some who are matter, but it's not so muchach. The answer is, according to the gaining, so no choser, no yeser, no shinatzur is matter. But in our mekeimes, we are machmir like the shita sarav al bagluni. So mele, when it's not choser, exact mamish choser, but part of the lobe is choser, and that is supplied by another lobe. We find it together with another lobe. So mele, we have to be made. Right now, sivgim niteisvu einis b'minyonah im hoyso. Suppose you have an additional hole. So in sieve base, the Mechaber and Ramo discuss the rose-like lobe. Rose-like lobe has a peculiar status. But now the Mechaber is discussing regular lobes. Suppose you have more than is natural. Now we have three lobes on the right and two lobes on the left. Suppose you have four lobes on the right, or you have three lobes on the left. Nitei Tzvayin is Miyonah. Imo Yisoo Eino HaYisei Obitzad HaEinis. oim lifnei oreyo, shilu masalei, muteres. Muteres. So, in other words, so we have two gemores. One gemore is, les hilchas ekavose, omalei. So when the sheir appeared before Mirema and Ravache was sitting at the gate, at the door, so, and when this person, the inquirer, so told Ravache that Mirema was machshir, I mean, he said to him, so Mirema said to the inquirer, so he said, tell him, Liman de Yosef Abobe, tell Ravach, Les Hilchezek Abosi de Rovi, be Yiseres. In other words, not as he thought that the halacha is like Rovi, that any additional load in any position is matriv. No, the halacha is not like Rovi. So this is what Mirema told this person, he should tell it to Ravach. Les Hilchezek Abosi de Rovi, be Yiseres. V'hanu mila de kaimu b'dora diuni. So, avul beine beine trei. So one halacha is that's one gemara. That if it is situated in the line of the rows of the unes, so it's kshera. But beine beine it's trei. So then beine beine is trei. But then we have the other gemara. V'hanu mila migavoi. Avol agabo afil k'tar v'da'asetrei. So the Mechaber says, now that is the Shittas Rambam, the mention of Shittas Rambam. In other words, both are true, and they apply to all unis. So he says, Niteis v'ainis b'miyono, imhoiso una iseiro b'tzareinis, the tzareinis. So that's the first gemara, that bidor de une. So, v'ane mila de kaim bidor de une, in the line of the rose. So what does it mean, bitzado ineis? What does it mean? It means, suppose you have an additional lobe. You have an additional lobe over here. Bitzado ineis. You have an additional lobe over here. Or between the uno atachteino and the uno emtsois, you will have it. In the line, in the same row. So that's kshel. But then, even if it's not in the line of the rows, but it's not situated towards the ribs, but towards the chest, even though it will be located here, it will adjoin the other end of the lobe, but towards the chest, not towards the ribs. So it's also kshel, because that's the other gemara. V'hanem mile migavoy, in front, aval agabe afilu kitar fidrosi. So this is what Machades the Rambam Shiti. Oim lifnei oreye, shilu masalei muteres, v'imois al gabo, shilu masatzlois, harei zotrei. V'ihu, shetie ki ole shel hodes, acha shenefru, avul impochet mizekshir. Now the Ramban mentions one lotion that it's lav davke, the size of a myrtle leaf. But we pasken, and the Ramban himself, he agrees with Rashi that it's dafke. I mean, but if the additional lobe is less than the size of a myrtle leaf, so it's not right. All right. V'yesh machmiri le'eseya kol yiseres she'ino b'dor adun. So then he says, but there are the sheni who aser every additional lobe that is not in the, it's not situated in the line, in the row of the lobes. So in other words, so when is it kshe'o? Only when it's bidor adune. Only when it's bidor adune. In other words, here you have You have one lobe, another lobe, a third lobe. So suppose right here, you will have another lobe. But suppose it's not situated here. It's situated here, not in the same line, in the same row of the lobes, even though it's Luma Salev, so it's late. So that's the shita of the Balaito. I mean, the Balaito also mentions that shita. Because of Balaito, the Machshavinon, Elokisheimed Mamesh Biseida Unes, Avali Mibene Ubene, Shaloiki Seida, Kider Havro de Treve, Bain Bimin, Bain Bisme, Avlarambam Kosav, Kolmokim Shuk Lapi, Pni Moreye, Einates Seisea, Elemiye Keye Bigabe, Via Denio Viorozal, Hiskim Liswaras Balaito. Shekosav, she nimtzis avkode bitzatzmeil istrei. It has to be in the seder, in the seder, in the row of the lobes. V'yesh machmir lesa kol yiseres, she'einon. Oh, now look at the crow. Ostesvo, v'yesh machmirin lesa kol yiseres she'einon bidor adune. So it's the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Smak, and Vitur B'Shem Yitur. Veit Poski. Veit Poski. Not like the Shidas Rambam. So the Gros says in Eistes Vov, Kimei Shekosef Shom, Avol Beine Beine. V'likomar V'lo Yihi. Dahu Beine Beine. Alme D'lo Yehoda Beine Svo Reshino. V'hodi Komar V'hane Mila Migavoye. L'irotze Laharich U'lichalik Bigavoye Atzmo. So in other words, that when the Gemara, you see, the first, the shita of the Mechaber is that we accept both Gemaras, the first Gemara and the second Gemara. But then, the shita of the Ramor, the Yesh Machmirin is that since the Gemara says, V'hane mile b'gavoye, that in view of the fact that the previous Gemara, the Gemara says, "V'hane mila dikayme b'dora diune," avol beine beine loy. What it mean beine beine? Not in this, in the row of lobes. So it means ibn migavoye only when it is in the line of the row of in the row of the lobes. Otherwise not. So when the Gemara says v'hane mila migavoye, so it doesn't mean v'hane mila migavoye, so no matter how it is located. The Gemara could have said v'hane mila migavoye v'hu dikayme bidor adune. But the Gemara doesn't say it. But this is what the Gemara means. And when the Gemara just says avol agabo, so in other words, agabo, so it's always not bidor adune. So if the additional lobe is rooted, is located towards the ribs, so then it's always not bidor adune. So in other words, so that's what the Gemara means. V'hane mila migavoye. So then it can be bidor adune. If it is bidor adune, avol agabo, so it's always shaloi bidor adune. So it's always strife. But migavoye, it can be kosher if it is bidor adune. This is how he explained it. Now, then, v'chein neyagin, miktsas mikeimeis, le'esa yiseires, afilo mikama, even if it's in front, toward the chest, v'imichalki, v'imikame, v'imigabe, Elohim imedes bidore diune, uchshenei frinei say, neite likame, kosher, v'im neite ligabo otrei. Now, the Hashulchan says, the Hashulchan is too much marich, in explaining this Ramo, but there is one point, that is certainly that is certainly true, as the Oroch HaShulchan says, that the Ramo here mentions two separate shittas. First, he mentions the shita v'yesh machmirin le'esei akol yisar ha'sheinu b'dor adonai. That's one shita. So according to the yesh machmirin, so when is an additional law? Kshero, only if it is located, it is situated in the row of lobes. But if it is not situated in the row of lobes, even though it's located towards the chest, so it's straight. It has to be b'dor adonai. That's one shita. So, according to that shita, if it's not b'dor adonai, so it's always straight. But then he mentions another shita. V'chein ne'agim b'miktsas mekeimeis, le'esa yiseires afilo mikamo, ve'im echalki, ב' מיקמו ב' מיגבו אלי מדז בדור הדיונה וכשני בחינה איסו ניתה לי כמו כושר וניתה לי גבו טריב. That shita says that it all depends. The depends. In other words, sometimes you can have an additional load that is situated in the row of lobes. But when you inflate it and it becomes larger, when it becomes blown up, when the lobe becomes blown up, then it turns. So a substantial portion of it will turn towards the ribs. And sometimes the additional lobe that is situated in the row of lobes, so it will always remain. It will always occupy space in the front part, in towards the chest, in the chest area, not in the ribs area. So that's another shita, you see. That's another shita. Because v'chei ne'agim b'miksas mekeimeis v'yeish machmirin le'esei kol yisar she'eino b'dor adonai she'nisar b'dor adonai. So according to the first lashon, so when is a tosea? When is a treif? If the additional lobe is rooted, not b'dor adonai, but if it is rooted. If it is placed b'dor adonai, even though when you inflate it, so the bulk of it will occupy space in ligabo towards the back part, so it's still kshero. As long as it is stationed, it is rooted in the row of lobes. But then the second lashon says, וכן נהגים במקצס מקיימס, לעשר יסירס אפילו מקמו, ומחלקים במקמו במגבו. אלו ימדס בדור הדעונה, וכשני בחיני סוף, ניתה לקמו כושר, ומניתה לגבו טריפו מריב. ובס יוסף בשם, מחזקין, I suppose it is, I don't know what it is, what kind of a roshetivis it is. So, according to that chite, so, that Chite, the Mariv, he explains, according to him, so the two Gemores say two different things. The first Gemore that says, Vahani Mila Dikaimu Bidore Dune, tells us that when is an additional lobe kosher, only if it is rooted and it is placed in the row of lobes. Then there is another Gemore. Even if it is rooted, so if a certain additional lobe is rooted, not in the row of rows, then it's certainly true. It's certainly true. But then the other Gemara tells us that even if the lobe is placed and rooted in the row of rows, but if upon inflating it, so then it will turn, it will occupy space towards the back, so it's true. But if, so in other words, there are two prerequisites. This is even a bigger hunger. The second Lashon Ramo is even a bigger Chumre than the first Lashon. Because according to the first Lashon, so which kind of an additional law will be matriv if it is not stationed, if it is not rooted in the vovos, but if it is rooted, even though when you inflate that additional law, so it will be blown up and occupy space, and the major portion of it, of the blown up load, will occupy space bigabor. So it's also kosher. As long as it is stationed, it is located, and it is rooted in the rovos. In the rovos. That's according to the first lotion. According to the second lotion, there are two prerequisites. Number one, that the additional lobe should be rooted in the rovos, in the row of lobes, in the line of lobes, together with the others. And then there is another prerequisite, that it should not turn towards the back as a result of inflating it. Suppose it stands, it's located in the line of lobes, but when you inflate it, so the back part becomes blown up towards the back, towards the ribs, it's also clean. So that's why he was Mishan in the wash. First he says, but he doesn't say that that's our minig. Our minig is a chumre as against the shit of the psak of the mechaber. But it's not so much a chumre as the first lotion of the Yesh Machmirah. V'chein neyagim b'mikses mikemis, l'esa yiseres afilo mikamo, v'ei mechalkim b'mikamo b'migabo, elo yimedet b'dor adune. That's the first Gemara. So it's the first Gemara tells us where it has to be placed. And the second Gemara tells us how it is native. In other words, only a lobe, even if the lobe is, and the additional lobe is situated in the line of the lobes, of all the other lobes. But an additional one is located there. But if, when you blow it, so it blows, it becomes, it starts occupying space, bigabor, so it's also there. וכשנית פיני סו, נית לי כמו כושר, ומנית לי גבו טריב, ובמדינס אלו, המינג להכשיר, ייסרס מכמו, ואין לי שרס המינג. So in other words, so then he says, that במדינס אלו, the minig is to be machshir, in other words, like the psak of the Ramo, of the Mechaber. In other words, he mentions three different shittas. First he mentions a shitta that kol yiser hashena bidor adune is straight. But if it is bidor adune, even though it is native to the ribs, but as a result of being inflated, so it's kosher. Then he mentions another shitta that is even a bigger chumra. That even if it stands, it is located in the line of lobes, but when you anifeach it, when you blow it, so it is neite ligabo towards the ribs, so then it is straight. And then he says, but now midines we are metal all the way. In other words, and we do it according to the shita of the Rambam, I mean the psak of the Mechaber. Uvimdines eilu haminek lahachshia, Yiseres mikamo vein lishanes haminig. In our places. Because the minig is like the Mechaber. So in other words, how does the Ramo pasken? The Mechaber paskens like the Rambam. The Ramo mentions three different chittas. But he says, in our mikemes, the minig is to be machshir yiseres mikamo. The way that, according to the shita of the Rambam. Nimtzeis eino yisero. Be safe, she pull a umo, chero. Dize mikre bidor adun. In other words, suppose. Now, bidor adun would mean if it's in the line of the lobes. But suppose, now here you have three lobes, one, two, three, and here you have the woman. Here you have the woman. Suppose the Uno Yisera would join here, the woman, at the bottom of the woman, of the mother lung. So it's also Kshero. That's also considered in the line of the lobes. In the line of the lobes. Now, according to Shita of Rashi, Rashi Shita is that lobes and unes and umes is hainach, it's just a matter of semantics. I mean, we apply a different term, but it's hainach. So actually, when we say five lobes and two umes, it really means seven lobes. So it certainly follows that it's considered to be in line of the lobes, because there is no essential difference between a lobe and the numen, between a lobe and the mother lung. There is no essential difference. So I mean, it's arbitrary. We call this une and we call this umen, according to Rashi. So it certainly follows. But this thing could be true even according to the Rishonim, who are chilik and Rashi, and who say that there is a difference between a nune and a numen, and a nune and a numen. But as far as the treife of Yisaris is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Yisaris, the additional lobe, is situated here, right at the end of all the lobes, or it is situated at the bottom of the une. Une shel yimin asmucho ligargeres b'meitzer achoze etzel atzav ha-mamesh hatachteino sheyelyeino hasmucho litzavo im yimtzu al gabo kitar for the osek shev mipnei shechein darko lipotze vidavke yimonis. Now, here, uno shel yimin, that number five, that's called una hamispatzeles, and that is this una hamispatzeles. Why is it called una hamispatzeles? Because that's the characteristic of this une, of this lobe, and this is smucho ligageres. You see, it's atav mamesh. You see how it comes, how it's situated. So, if in this uno shel yimin hasmucho ligageres b'meitzer achoze it's atav mamesh hatachteino sheyelyeino hasmucho latzavo im yimtzo al gabo kitar fedeok kito osek shel. So, if you find a small additional lobe al gabo it's kshel. Why? Because that's not aberrational. That's normal, because shchindakli patzil. As a matter of fact, it is called unam spatzales. So it's the nature of this lobe to branch out. So mele. So in the average behemoth, so certain things it branches out in certain ways. But if in a certain behemoth you have another pitzel, so it doesn't matter, since the whole shape of that une is to branch out. So even if it's in a certain behemoth, this une has one more pitzel, so you couldn't call it aberration. Mashen kein vidavke yimonis, davke yimonis, but not the smallest, because this une, the une elieno, the smallest, so that is not darkolis patzel. So maybe if we find the pitzel, so it's an aberration, so it's fake. ויש מי שאימר דידווקא למעלה מחציו, אבל למטה מחציו טריפו. Only if that additional little lobe that branches out is only on the upper half, but on the bottom half not. Why? Because why isn't it treif? Because it's natural to be mispatzel. So it's natural to be mispatzel in the upper half, but not in the lower half. Hodi machshirino, yiseres bidore demune, mikol mokim biinon, shelo yiu yeisereinis bismeil bimin, ki gen sheyiu dalet bismeil, vigimu bimin. Suppose now, if you have an additional lobe, if you have an additional lobe, so then, and bidore demune, in the line of the lobes, but an additional one, so then it's kshero, according to everybody. So that is only if l'chol apoches, there is no more lobes as a result of the additional lobe, there aren't any more lobes on the left as on the right. But suppose, now what is natural? Natural would be that the behemoth should have three lobes on the right and two lobes on the left. So if there is just one more additional lobe on the left, so then it has the same number of lobes. So this behemoth has the same number of lobes on the left as on the right, then it's kosher. But suppose it'll have two additional lobes on the left. Memela, the net result will be that the right has three and the left has four. So if the left side will have more than the right side, then even though the two additional ones on the left are both situated in the ואם דסקו הם בדורת דיוני כושר. Suppose it is shove b'shove. In other words, let's say, the left lung has normally two-ness, and the right has three. Suppose there are two additional lobes. So one additional lobe is on the right side, in the line of the lobes, and two additional lobes are on the left side, in the line of the lobes. So then the result is that both sides you have four and four. You have four and four on each side. So then it's kosher. Kosher. V'nire buna achas. I mean that these Rishenim, even Dr. Bowden admits, that these Rishenim were great experts in the anatomy of behemoths. And so what is aberrational, what is not aberrational. So I suppose that they observed that, in other words, that if there is an additional lobe and one side does not have more than the other, so then it's normal. It's a usual abnormality, but it's not aberrational. But to have two extra lobes on the left side, so that the left side would have more lobes than the right side, that was very unusual. So that was aberrational. So they just took notice of the facts. What kind of an abnormality is frequent? Some mele, it's not reife. And what kind of an abnormality is very infrequent? So that is right. V'im nire b'una achas k'min sedek mitztarev lahachshi avoloi lehatrev den chen shishin bizdokim lehatrev. In other words, suppose there is a one une. Let's say normally you have three unes on the right, two unes on the left. Suppose on the left side in the line of the Unes, you have an additional big lobe. So it means you have 3 and 3. So it should be kosher if it's in the line of the lobes. But there is a problem. This additional, while you have just one additional lobe on the left side, but in the middle of that lobe, you have a cleft. You have a cleft that demarcates the limits of one as against the other. So we say that im nirebuna achas ki min sedek, so it's mistarev lehachshir. So that the sedek can be taken advantage of to be machshir behime, but not to be matriv. The incheishishin bizlokim matriv. So in other words, if you have on the right side the normal number of lobes, 3, and then on the right side you have the 2 normal ones, and then you have an additional one. So even though that additional one has a cleft in the middle, so then we do not say, since it has a cleft in the middle, so then it should be considered like 2 additional ones. So then it would mean you'll have four on the left, and only 3 on the right, and it should be 3. We don't say that, but we do consider the cleft lehachshir is constituting, you know, a border between 2 lobes separating one from the other, if this is necessary lehachshir. Now let's say, suppose you have on the right side there is an additional lobe. So that means on the right side there is an additional lobe, so that means 3, and that additional lobe has a cleft. And suppose on the left side you have 3 additional lobes. So then it would be chayim, because since you have 3 additional lobes on the left side, so altogether with the 2 natural lobes, so it's 5. And then here on the right side, so you have 3 natural lobes, and then 1 big lobe with a cleft in the middle. So if you are going to recognize it lahachshir, so that means the cleft will constitute 2 additional lobes. So you'll have 3 and 2. So 5 on the right side, and you have 5 on the left side, so it's kosher. Yes.
Is the kosher only by an ona yotzeret or by any ona? I mean, is the din of the Ramah here, is that by any ona, or is that only by a yotzeret?
No, not only. In other words, we do not recognize a cleft as constituting, as separating, as earmarking one lobe from the other, as a result of that, the behemoth will become tree. So whether it's a connection with Yisaris or a connection with Chaseiro, in other words, a cleft is recognized as constituting a separation of one lobe from the other only lehachshir, but not lahat.
Okay.
The Yecheshim is docking the hat. Kach was also. Uno shen is patzle. If it branches out, v'yeish lo shere shechot kuvi etzba, in nechsheves alachas. In other words, if it has one common root over the size of the width of the finger, so it's considered like one une, even though it branches out. As long as it has a common root over a new vehicle. V'lemikri yiseres Elohim yeishlo tzurasune. Avol yimtzo al gabi yoreye mokin govea arochek limato viov limalo shein echad bereishe nikro gafshushis. Now, you see, in order to be considered yiseres, it must have the shape of a log. Now, there are certain peculiar features of every lobe. Every lobe has on top, is it pointed, you see. It has a pointed top, every lobe. It's chad bereishit. So this is an essential feature of a lobe. So memele, so when can it become tree from the basis of kol yasakenotel dome if it has the shape of a lobe? But suppose sometimes, on top of a lobe, you find an elevation. And it's rochev limato vov limalo. And it's not pointed. And it's not pointed on top. So in other words, it has the appearance of an elevation. On top of a lobe, an elevation. So that's not considered as an additional lobe. It's only an elevation on top of a lobe. So it's not matter. V'nikro gafshushis. So that's a mound, an elevation, ukshel. V'cheini nimtzo. Uno al gabi ore. Suppose you find, on the madalong, you find a nune, a lobe, v'kume tachtel. And there is a concavity beneath it. Ukshenefrin oreye. So when you blow up the lung, so this une that is on top of the mother lung falls into the concavity, into the depression. And it falls into the depression and becomes flush with the rest of the lung. In other words, the appearance is of significance. Even though it really has on this mother lung, or this mother lung. So you have another une, but since there is a concavity beneath it, and whenever you blow the lung, so this lobe falls into the depression and it becomes even flush with the mother lung. So if you mare sayin, it doesn't look like an additional lobe, even though it does appear like an additional lobe whenever you don't blow the lung. The answer is because true lachashkite, so the normal position of a lung is not to be inflated. You have to inflate it, so it requires human intervention in order to be inflated. But if you let nature take its course, so then it's not inflated lachashkite. This is lachashkite, but kedem shkite. So as the behemoth lives and breathes, so all the time it's being inflated. So memele, the criterion is not the appearance when it's not inflated, but its appearance, its shape when it is inflated. So even though lachashkite, so it always looks like an additional lobe, but since there is a concavity beneath it, and every time you inflate the lung, so this addition, so-called additional lobe falls into the depression and it becomes flush with the mother lung. So that means that b'chaya habeimo, you couldn't even see an additional lobe. In other words, if somebody would look as the behemoth was living, if someone through an X-ray would look at the lung and It's always inflated unless the behemoth was sick. But if the behemoth was not sick, so the lung is always inflated as it moves around and as it is active. So the mele, so if someone were to look through an X-ray, edelong b'chaya beimo, so would he see this additional lobe? No, unless he'll be able to see through the X-ray the lobe as it is lying in the depression, but he will not see it under the lung. He'll see it in the depression. So mele, that means that its appearance was not an appearance of an additional lobe. Alright. So Ukshanevri Noreya Koluna Nifelan Sihagum. So it falls into depression. Vishom Shoreya becomes flush and even with the rest of the lung. Avapishinichnesistihagumo. Elokim Shanichim Ayabi Nachasoleo Chiro. The inze yiseres, Elo Pitzel. So then it's called a pitzel, a split of portion. Pitzlore, umacha sheyesh ligumo tacht of lenu abe, eini osid liisparik, kisho yiseres, ukshe. Eini osid liisparik, kisho yiseres, ukshe. I mean, why does he explain it on that basis? Because after all, he couldn't explain it simply. It's true, I mean, that since b'chai abeimo, it's always inflated. So mele, he doesn't have the tzure of an additional role. But after all, the important thing is not tzure. The important thing is whether it's a major organic defect or a minor organic defect. So why should this be of importance, the fact that he doesn't have the tzure of an additional lobe? So he doesn't have a tzure of an additional lobe. But it could be a major organic defect anyway. So he says, Ramon, no. See, he says it is not a major organic defect, because since it is only a pitzlore, so mimele it's a osidli sparik kisho yiseres. So the reason as to why yiseres, the reason as to why a yiseres is straightforward is because it's osidli sparik, but this is not osidli sparik. Ukshel divrei atzmi vein lehachsha pitzel koze rak migabo the hapitzel munach al hagumen. So when is this is called the pitzel aray? When is this split off portion of the lung which is not considered alpidin as an additional lobe of the lung? So when is it kosher? Only if it is migabo the apitzel munach lagume. So the avol mikamo, if this split of portion is in front towards the chest, hapitzel nefilimato viseifili isparik utreif. Now let's see what the shach says. Siflamedai, avol mikamo hapitzel ne. Siflamedai the shach. Vilidomeli yiseres mikamo di kosher. So here's the kach. In other words, here the Rambo distinguishes between the real yiseres, an additional lobe, or something that is only a pitzel of a ray, a split of portion of the ray, not an additional lobe. So in other words, so a split of, so a yiseres, now what is mochum? An additional lobe is mochum than a pitzel ray, because a yiseres, an additional lobe, is matrim de beine. A pitzel, a split of portion of the reye, is not matriv de behem. So yiseres is more chomo. A yiseres is more chomo than a split of portion. So how is it that Ramo says The Rambam says, "Veil hachshe pitzul koze rak midabo." The pitzul muna halagume. Avol mikamo ha pitzul nefili mato viseifili sparei kutreifo. So it's that is, so it's an ilum hofuch here, because what's the aloche in regard, what is mochomo? A yiseres, what is more likely to be matrif ebeimo? A real additional loan, or a split of portion, an extra split of portion? Of course, a real additional loan is more likely to be matrif ebeimo than a pitzel. Now, we see that a real, an additional lobe, migabo, towards the ribs, if the additional lobe, if a real additional lobe is located, migabo, towards the ribs, then it is matriv the baby. But a split of portion, if it's migabo, is not matriv. So now, but if the split of portion is migabo, in the chest area, so if you had a real additional lobe located mikamo, it would be kshero. So if a real additional lobe mikamo is kshero, how can a split of portion mikamo betray? So it's yitzive giure biare, so it's yuve biare vigiure bishmishmaye. So it's just the opposite. So it's an ilam hofuch. I mean, because we see that an additional lobe is more likely to be matriv the behemoth than a pitzum. We see that an additional lobe, bigabo, is matriv according to everybody near the ribs. If you have an additional lobe located in the rib area, so then, according to all Rishenim, it's matri. But a pitzel, if you have a split of portion in the towards the ribs, then it's not matri. So how can we say that a split of portion? So it's reverse logic. So how can we say that a split of portion that is much less serious than an additional lobe. So mikamo, it would be matriv. When an additional lobe, which is much more serious, is kshel. That's the kasha. So he says, we don't really say res mikamo di kosher. The awesome, now comes the terrence. The awesome, we say res uno, who? Vilo in ispatzel migufarei. Vilo chozok. אבל פיצול שנספצל מגוף הרייה שיש גומה תחתו וכשהפרין הרייה הפיצול נפל לגומה אם כן נראה שנספצל מגוף הרייה ואין חוזוק וסייפה להספרק. It's not perverted logic because if you have an additional lobe in the front area, in the front, so that is very strong. So when you have an addition, an extra lobe located, see, rooted in the front, in the chest area, so then it's not destined to be detached. So why? So it's not rave? So there will never be any nekev. It's not destined to have a nekev. Masha'in kein, if you have a split of portion of the lung located in the front, so that is not so strong. If it's not so strong, so it's destined to become detached. And once it becomes detached, a nekev will be formed in the lungs. So that's why it's rave right now. So Ud loikim ram, because the Arav Meire, we mokim the Israel Yiseres Mikamo. So the Maram says, the Maram, that's probably the Maram in Lublin, because the Arav Meire, we mokim the Israel Yiseres Mikamo. That the Ramo has reference to those places where we are machmir, that the Yiseres, in other words, like the Yesh Machmirin. Like the Yesh Machmirin. I mean, those who are Machmir, like the Shita of the Balito, who do not pass according to the Rambam Shita, and who say that even Yiseres Mikamo, if it's not Bidore Deune, so it's straight. So then we can understand as why a split of Porsche and the long Mikamo is also straight. But according, so the Maram, according to Maram Leblin, this din would not be true according to those who pass like the Rambam, that an additional lobe, Mikamo, is kshel. And Ramo says it not in connection with those, with his midines, his place, where the minig is to be marshal is seres mikamo, like the Rambam. But the Ramo mentions that vis-a-vis those who are neik to aser, like the shita of the Balito. But in Echname, according to the shita of the Rambam, that the seres mikamo is ksheiro, an additional lobe, so a split of portion of the lung could not be more homo than an additional. Uloikim Aram, because of the Rav Meir Mokim the Yisrael Yisrael Mekamo, V'chein Neyagim, Lehachshir, then the Shach says, V'chein Neyagim, Lehachshir Yisrael Mekamo, Ulehatrif Pitzol Mekamo, V'hayne Mitayme the Parishis. Now, Yeshem, the Nimzo Yiseres neged Chritz Avrode Dine Ikmoy Pitzel Bigum. If the additional lobe was found near the depression of the Vrode, so then Dine Ikmoy Pitzel Bigum. So that's not considered as an additional lobe, and that's considered like a split of Porsche. ואין לסמך הזה, רק בשעשת חק, ויהפסד מרובה. Now, why is it that the Maram, applied the Ramos Din only to those places where we are machmir and we are matriv and a lobe mikamo. Mashein kein, according to those rishenim who say that the yiseres mikamo is ksheiro, so a split of porsche and a pitzel certainly is ksheiro. I mean, doesn't the shach give a good reason? I mean, because true that an additional lobe is more of a major organic defect than a pizza. But in this case where you have an additional lobe, so since it's very strong, so mainly it's not safe for the spark. Vashenkin, if you have a split of portion, it's relatively weak, not strong. Some melee is safely sparring, some melee neck will be formed, some melee is straight fight now. What is the machleket between the Shach and the Maram? I mean, what are the chelik? Are the chelik and the mitzies? Are the chelik and the mitzies that whether it is safely sparring or it's not safely sparring, it's not mistaber, I mean, that they are chelik and that mitzies. But I once mentioned in discussing the Rashba Shittim of Treifo Eino Chayo, that the Rashba says, now I mean the Rashba says that in the Chub. The Rashba says, first of all, the Rashba Shitti is that Treifa in Achayo is not a statistical fact. It's not a coincidental fact. But it's an essential thing. And furthermore, I mean that according to the Rashbo, that it is an essential fact, but not that it's an essential fact. It's an essential fact in the sense that the Inner Chayah per se makes it a treifa. But the Inner Chayah determines that a certain organic defect is a major organic defect, not a minor organic defect. That's the Rashba Shita. And the Raya that this is the Rashba Shita is because the Rashba says that the treifa in a chayo applies only to a choser, but not to a yeser. But still, so in other words, a yeser can live a normal span of life. Still, it is treifa because there is a special halacha in the Sinai of kol yeser ben treifa. So we raise the question against the Chumash Rashba. What if the Rashba Shita had been like Rashi, that in a chayo is only an accidental fact? All right, so we can understand. And it's an accidental fact, so that accidental fact applies only to Haseiro, to Mitulo, not to Yesa. To Yesa. But treifa it is. Because the reason as to why Noto, certainly Vorim, when it's Noto, is treifa, is not because it's fatal. Because it's treifa, the Alochel Mish Messina declared it is treifa. It happens to be fatal too. But that's only a coincidence. A coincidence. So, but it's treifa because it's treifa. So, Alochel Mish Messina says, Kol Yesa cannot alone. But according to Rashba, it's treifa because it is fatal. So in respect to Yeser, it's not fatal. Why should it be treifa? The Alochel Mishim Sinai says so. So let us deduce from the Alochel Mishim Sinai that the Inner Chayo is not an essential fact. The answer is, it is an essential fact. But not, it's not the fatality per se makes it into treifa. The fatality, the fact that it's fatal, determines is the proof that it's a major organic defect. If it wouldn't be fatal, so it's like the teeth being removed. Suppose all the teeth are removed, and nital lechi atachtei, so it's not a treifa. Why is that treifa? Because it's not fatal. So the fact that it's not fatal indicates that it's a minor organic defect, the removal of the lechi atachtei. So Mimele, the Alochel Mishim Sinai tells us that since a notul constitutes a major organic defect, so a yeser of the same Eiver also constitutes a major organic defect. Now, it seems that the Ramo doesn't pass like the Chumash Rashba. Because the Ramo here says, he says, "Umi'achar sheyesh le'gumo tachtof lenu arbe in yosit le'isparik kisho yiser esekshero." So the Ramo is not contented with explaining it that if there is a concavity beneath it, and then whenever the long is inflated, so this pizza falls into the depression and becomes flush with the lung. So Mimele doesn't have the tzure of Yesa. So Mimele it's not treif because Kol Yesa cannot do this. What does it mean Kol Yesa? Kol Yesa of that either, that inotl is matri, so Yesa is also matri. Now, what is inotl? Inotl of a lobe is matri. But inotl of a pizza is not matri. So Mimele, a yeser of a pizza is not matrif either. Why couldn't the Ramo explain it on that basis? So apparently the Ramo holds, he doesn't pass like the Shittas, he doesn't agree with the Chita of the Rashba in the Chumash. The Rashba says that Kol Yeser cannot dome, but it is chayel. But it is chayel. Apparently, according to the Ramo, so Kol Yeser cannot dome is because just as a notul is in a chayo, so a yeser is in a chayo as well. A yeser is in a chayo as well. So Mimele, he couldn't content himself by explaining it on the basis of the fact that since there is a concavity, and whenever you inflate along, so that pizza falls into the depression and becomes flush and even wheeled along. So mele, he doesn't have the tzure of a yeser, of an excessive eiver. So mele, it's not trained aloch of kol yeser kenotel domi. He cannot give that explanation. Because according to Rashba, if he had agreed with the Rashba, so he could simply explain it. Mipnei she'ein lo tzura. Tzura v'toya. Shalune. Sins, every time you inflate along, so it falls into the depression and becomes flush with the lung. So it doesn't have a tzura and a teyar of the lung. So mele, we cannot apply the aloche of kol yeser kenotel domei. What does it mean? Kol yeser of a certain eiver, kenotel, that eiver. So, notel of which eiver is matri? A nune. This is not a nune. Why does he have to explain it? On the basis of umacha shleish legume tachto v'nu arbe in yosik lisparik kishor yiser esuk shero. Apparently, there are more holes that for the same reason that a notel nitula seem very straight. Why? Because it's in a chayo. So a yeser is also straight because it's in a chayo. So mele, he couldn't say, well, this is not a yeser of a nune. What difference does it make? Call it tune, call it pitzel, call it whatever you want. The question is it chay or it's in a chay? So the important fact is that it's chay. So that's why he has to explain it on that basis. Because it's a immediately sparek, so mele it is chay. So mele it is chay. In Russia, this spark is showing Yisaris. So show Yisaris is straightforward because it's ossibly spark and form in Ekev. So the male is in a higher, so it's straightforward. But this pizza is not ossibly spark. So male it is higher. So male it's not straight. But if the shita of the Ramo had been like the Jewish Rashba, you wouldn't even have to resort all that. Right. Achas meunis. Achas miyounes she pruse mechor lehodes achas shemefruo havel lechaseiro treif. All right. So the Ramban mentions one lotion that it's lav davke kitar fedosi lav davke, but we pass on that it is davke. Chaseiro achas miyounes haimin avrode chaseiro achas miyounes haimin havrode mashlemes v'yeishem rin deine mashlemes. Now who says that if, let's say, now, how many unes does the right lung have? Normally, it has three. Suppose this middle une will be like missing. But it has the rose-like lobe. So mele, the rose-like lobe could supply, could take the place of this lobe that is missing. That's the Shittas Rambam. V'yei she'im rindeinu mashlamas. V'yochem erik. Right. Re'yei she'im lo chatucha du'une. Treif. In other words, suppose the re'yei does not have any cut surfaces. It does not have any incisions. Now you see here. So it has the cut surface, the incisions. So this is the earmark that demarcates the ume from the une, you see. And this une demarcates the cut surfaces, the incisions, demarcate this une from that une. And then again, the cut surfaces, the incisions, here, so demarcate this une from that une. Suppose he doesn't have, it's a big lump, a big piece, and it doesn't have any incisions that demarcate one from the other. So rei sheim ochticha dune treif. So in other words, so then it's considered like a chaseiro. In other words, a rei must have a nume, and it must have three unes, the right ume and the left ume. And two unes, so what demarcates a nune from a nune and a nune from a nune? The cut surfaces, the incisions. But if it's one big lump, one big mass, one big piece, even though it has everything, but there is no heker, no earmarks that demarcate the one nune from the other, a nume from a nune, so it's straight. So it's considered chaser. So, reye she'im lo chatuche duune treife, v'im sede kimare hefresh b'neyem, kishio hole, ole hodes, b'im b'inkom, b'im b'im tzon, b'im b'im b'im. Now, the Torah mentioned several shittes in that. Now, the Torah says, hoiso reyo kulo shtei arugis, v'im lo chatuche duune. In other words, he just has two madalongs, two umes, and then there is no cut surface that demarcates it from the unes. So in other words, all the unes, so the three unes on the right side are all, they look to be absorbed by the madalong of the right side. And the two-ness on the left side appear to be absorbed, to be integrated with the mother long of the left side. So it's straight, because then it's chaseo. But pir sherashe, heiched lo nichtech un echito gomo, elo ki mimare hefres nika bekshel. So in other words, so according to Rashi, as long as you have any cleft, any mare hefresh, any mare hefresh, so even a mash that demarcates the une from the une, so and then one une from the other une, so it's already kosher. But then the Rosh says, Lo shenadino v'rozal kosel Rambam nimtze shtei unes kuna achas v'inu nires ki shtayim dukes imoyo b'neim kmoy ole shel hodes b'im b'im komis v'sosom b'im b'seifon. So the Rambam is not as makil as Rashi. According to Rashi, so any hefresh, any cleft, so is enough. According to the Rambam, there is a certain shield. In other words, there has to be b'neim moy ole shel otes b'im b'nikom b'im b'tzusam b'im b'tzeifon. Now let's see how we pass in the Chal passage. Reye she'im lo chticha duune, treife, v'im sede kimar hefret b'neim kishir ole hodes, so he doesn't pask like Rashi, but he paskens like the Rambam. Kishir ole hodes, b'im b'itkom, b'im b'im tzon, b'im b'seifon, k'shero. In other words, normally, so you have the hefres over a substantial portion, but suppose you just have it, the hefres, over a small portion, kuvetzva. So it's shero. But if it's not, that heker is not over a distance of kuvetzva, then according to the Rambam, it's straight. According to Rashi, it's shero. V'yesh machshirim, beheker oisede kolchu, afal pishin ikitav leos. Rashi, v'yito, v'teisves, and so on. ויש לספר עליהם, יש הפסד מרובה. להטריף אונה התחתינו של ימין. נא, להטריף. ואם יש לספר עליהם, אם יש הפסד מרובה להטריף, in other words, if according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, it would betray if the heker is a mashu, less than over the size of Tarfid Osset. So it's straight. So normally, if there is no hefset merube, we should pass like the Rambam. But if there is a hardship situation, and when we pass like the Rambam, when we are matriv, there would be a big loss, so then we can pass like Rashi. Pass like Rashi. What is it? That's in the length. In the length of the sedek. The length of the sedek. Ho'une atachteino shel yimin, darko niyis obo baruch, mi'uno emtsois. So the une atachteino shel yimin, so is darko liyis obo baruch, מאון האמצעית, גם יעיס הגבוה משל סמאי, ואם ידבוקו לאומו, ואם ידבוקו לאומו לגמרי, רק שנראה, הקה סימונים האלו במוקים שראו לי יסעונה, מקרה הקה על הקשר. ועדין, אם ניקה שם סימן אחר, שניקה עונה קצץ, ואפילו הקה על די הסימפי, דטוב, הרוג לי יעיס ביונה, there is a tube, you see here, this here the tube that comes inside the une. So if you can recognize it through the tube, vafle heker al di simpen rogli une, in nimt so shom simpen mokim rogli is une, mikreke. So it doesn't make any difference what the earmark is, as long as there is an earmark. So it's kosher. וכולי להדבורים בהתקינום שרינון אחר שנופרו הרי ושמבחי הבאים הורי הנפוח. In other words, when we determine on the basis of a heker, so the criterion is whether there is a heker in the lung when the lung is inflated, not when the lung is uninflated. Because בחי הבאים the lung is always inflated. So mainly all these things, the heker, is whatever is considered the heker, so it's a heker in an inflated lung. Suppose in an inflated lung, we don't see any heker. But in an uninflated lung, we see a heker. Then it's like. Yeish emrim dibidoyim utloyim, ein lehatrif im lenim tzu unes, afim buloy heker usere klau, di hoche, ריבסאי ואוחאי דבקטנס לסלו וכשמסגדלים די לא הולכים לסבדאי. So, because he showed me the Gemara, he was a big expert in that. So, he said that when do we need a heker, whether a heker, a size of a Tarif Dose, Tarif Dose, or Hekamashu, as Rashi says, that is only in Beimis Gases, or even Beimis Dakes, grown up Beimis Dakes. But in Gdoim Utloim, in kids and in young lambs, so even if we don't find any Heker, between the ume and the une, or between one une and the other, and we find just one big piece, and that absorbed all the unes, without any heker, it's also kosher. Why? Because that's the mitzvah, that many young lambs or kids have no heker between one une and the other, or between the ume and the une. Mashenkin beimis gases, or even in dakes, but older lambs, so it's not normal that there shouldn't be any heker. So maybe if there is no heker, so then it's like. In bitzadecho shel areye, chasei ro'un achas, אלא שבסעיף האומה שבאיסי הצד, הוי סוברית הבדלו, כמו יונה, אף על פי שדרך האומה הסלי הסמוך איזו לזו, וכאן האומה מפסק את מיניהם, כשר. Now. Now, the normal thing is, you have one une here, you have one une here, and you have one une here, and this is mamish parallel. This une is mamish opposite the aninusa de brother, the lowest line, and then you have the madalon. Suppose, that's normal, but suppose